Picking girls up in a women's clothing store is one of the boldest pickups because you go straight to where the girls are. The smartest guys use the prince who is all thumbs approach. Charming, but simultaneously a little helpless. After all, a prince knows how to shop for his own clothes, but when it comes to getting a gift for his sister or aunt in a women's department, he needs a little help. And girls love to help a just slightly helpless prince. It gives them a good feeling about themselves, because it's a woman's instinct to help a man and make him happy, whether it's shopping or, as you know, in bed. In Boston, Frank really hit the jackpot. Frank himself had put on some sharp sport clothes, because you can't operate in a clothing store looking like a bum, since the girls in stores are all very clothes-conscious. Listen how Frank, a prince who's all thumbs, takes his time, letting his natural friendliness and sincerity do the trick for him.
Excuse me, but I need a little help.
I'm sorry, I don't work here.
Oh, I could tell that by the way you dress, but that's why I think you could really help me.
I think you really need a salesperson. There's one right over there.
Now, this chick isn't making it easy for Frank, but he plays it slow and easy. He hasn't even thrown her the bait yet. Now he turns on some of the prince's charm.
But that sales lady obviously doesn't have your good taste. I can tell that by the way you're dressed. If she helps me pick out a birthday present for my sister will hate it.
Oh, you're getting a present for your sister?
Suddenly, a little interest from the chick. Like any girl, she loves presents. Most girls even like to pick them out for people they don't even know. And this girl is no exception.
Yeah, it's my sister's 21st birthday, and I want to get her something just right. But she has the same look you do. You know, the same nice figure, the same dramatic-looking, classy clothes.
Well, thank you.
But when I look at these blouses on the rack, I can't imagine what they'd look like on her.
It does take some practice to be able to tell.
Now she's warming up a little to our prince. She's sympathetic. He's alternating charm with being all thumbs, and the combination seems to be working. Listen.
What size is your sister?
That's another thing. I'm not really sure. Wait! She's about your size, maybe an inch shorter. What size do you wear?
An 8, but these blouses are all small, medium, and large, so she's probably a medium, like me.
Oh, brother, I'll never find what I need. Even if I get the right size, how will I know what it'll look like on her? I really want to get her something nice, too. It's such a special day for her.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something.
Frank realizes he has to turn on a little more charm, or this college chick isn't going to help him. He's been playing things a little too helpless, so he throws her a timely compliment.
I know. I'll just get her a blouse like the one you have on. It looks terrific and it fits so well. My sister has the same kind of courage you do. That blouse will look almost as good on her as it does on you. Did you get it here?
This is just an old rag.
Old rag, my foot. It's a knockout. Where can I get one?
Well, you can't now. It's from last season.
Then what am I going to do?
Now Frank's at the crucial point, but his timing has been nearly flawless. He hasn't pushed, but he's set her up with those compliments about her figure, and she's warmed up to him. He remembers that girls can't resist being helpful. Listen to how he handles it.
Say, if I pick out a couple of blouses I like, would you try them on and then I can see how they look? We'll only take a minute and I could choose the right one for my sister.
Well, I was 21 myself a month ago. I know how important that birthday is.
Only 21. You look much older, more sophisticated than my sister. Would you try these two?
Okay. Why not? I'd like to help. I'll change in the dressing room and be right back.
Of course, this chick has no way of knowing that Frank's just picked out the two sexiest blouses. And he's not thinking about anybody's sister anymore. In fact, Frank hasn't even got a sister. First, the chick comes out in the skin-tight print blouse. Frank stays calm and pretends to study the look of the blouse. Then she goes back into the dressing room to change into the second blouse, a see-through. When she comes out this time, she's not wearing a bra. Frank can't believe it.
That's the one. That's a terrific-looking blouse. You look terrific in it. You've got a dynamite figure.
Well, thank you. You really make me feel pretty.
Hear that? She says he makes her feel pretty. And it's true. Girls like to be told they're pretty, even if they already know it. She likes Frank because he notices her good points and compliments her. While she changes back into her own clothes, he buys the blouse. Then he makes his pitch for a date.
I'm really grateful for your help. I never could have found the right one without you.
I enjoyed helping you. Your sister's lucky to have such a thoughtful brother.
Say, I'd like to thank you somehow. How about joining me for a quick drink across the street?
Well, I haven't found a blouse for myself yet.
Well, we'll just have a quick one, then we'll come right back.
Okay. That'd be nice.
But Frank has more in mind for this swinger than just a drink.
Thanks for the drink, Frank. I've enjoyed talking, but now I've got to get back before the store closes and get my own blouse.
You've already got it.
What do you mean?
This one. The one I bought. It's yours. I bought it for you because you look so great, man.
But, well, what about your sister's present?
I'll get another one for her tomorrow. Maybe you can help. But now, wouldn't you like to have some dinner?
Wow, you're some operator. I'd love to have dinner with you.
He did it. She's delighted with the blouse and impressed with Frank's technique. He really surprised her there at the end, but now she has an even better surprise for him.
Before we eat, though, I want to visit the ladies' room and put on my new blouse. For you, Frank.
So what are you doing sitting home listening to this record when you could be scoring like Frank at your local department store? Try being a prince who's all thumbs. Your princess is just waiting.